Good morning, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So you made it through the weekend. Glory, glory, glory. I truly do hope you all enjoyed your weekend. You know, man, I'm telling you, I'm at a place where praying for the community, Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. At this point, there are so many changes going on, and you know, people are worried, so all you can do is give them prayer, you know. For those of you out there that truly do care about others and pray for others, this is the time to pray for your neighbor. You know, I had to come in the house, it was too much movement outside, and you know, I gotta be aware of my surroundings, right? We should always all be around, you know, aware of our surroundings. But, you know, the truth is this. There are people going through different things everywhere. But now is the time to truly pray, you know. And believe it or not, pray for others. You know, because there are people that are worried on today. Like, sincerely worried, you know. And the Lord placed this on my heart because I just had to pray for my neighbor who is worried. The Lord literally, I looked out the window. He had me go get in my car, give her a ride to where she was going, and allow her to pour out her concerns. And I sit there and listen. Yeah, just this morning, man, you know, and as I was listening, I could like hear her heart just crying out, and she's elderly, so the fact of the matter is none of us are getting any younger, and the Lord keeps placing the elderly on my heart, because all these changes that are going on, many of them don't understand it, so automatic, you know, for some fear set in, for some anger set in, because it's just, it's moving too fast. Too many changes, too many constant changes. You know, I let her know that I'm praying for her. And this is a neighbor that I always pray for, so it's nothing new. But I tell y'all the truth, pray for your neighbor. Seriously. I pray for the community that I live in, and it is just the truth. I do. You know, I'm happy this is the verse of the day because, man, God knew I needed uplifting after speaking with her. Because, like, although I was peaceful this weekend, not listening to anyone talk on social media, because I listen to people talk 8 hours a day on my job, which the Lord has showed me that's the place of ministry for me right now. And people that have real concerns and things of that nature, and it's different people from all around the world. So I didn't have to sit and listen to people in ministry on social media. They go live 7 days a week. Yeah. So I thank God for that. And don't think I'm saying this in a negative way. It's just that I just don't understand how you can spend that much time on social media, but you can't spend that type of time in the presence of God. I mean, I just don't understand it. I'm sorry. Like, I love my peace. It gets to a point in time where I don't want to hear other people talking. You know, you gotta have a balance. You understand? Like, people be trying to figure out why I've got so much peace and joy. It's because I've got balance. You know, I truly thank God for the pastor who the Lord revealed to him during a church service when I went up for prayer. He revealed it to him. I thank God that the Holy Spirit revealed it to him that when I'm high, I'm high, and when I'm low, but I need a balance. I thank God that the Holy Spirit revealed that to him, because ever since that day, I seek a balance in the things of God. and home and work and family. The Holy Spirit revealed it to him. And he said it out loud to me in front of everybody in the church. And he was not lying. It was the whole truth. Something I didn't know that other people could see. And the Lord showed it to this man of God, Pastor David Snyder at Daney Church of God. You know, there are people in your life that you should always, always, you tell them thank you while they're living. I've told them thank you so many times, so it's not even that at this point. It's just, I believe in giving honor where honor is due. I believe that you should always let the people know who have made a true positive impact on your life. That they've made a positive impact on your life. I can never explain this to you all enough, even with Pastor Garrett Reese when he did the sermon on spiritual wealth. My name is Abiola, born in wealth. Spiritual wealth. I get it now. I desire the spiritual things more than anything else. You know, and the truth of the matter is, those two men of God opened my eyes to things I had never even imagined and realized. And it's all spiritual. You know, I truly thank God for that. I do. You know, I'm going to go a little bit further on today. You know, Pastor Reginald Butler, the first pastor I went to, him and his wife, showed me and my daughter the love of God, taught me the true meaning of being baptized. Yeah. Although when I went, I wasn't ready. My daughter got baptized before I did because I still had anger from my son. Yeah, I still had anger from my son passing away, so I wasn't trying to go down in no water. So that demon in me didn't want to go down in the water. Let me just make it plain. Yeah, make it plain. It was the demon that said no, not me. When the Holy Spirit said I had to go in the water, guess what? I did. I had to be born again on my birthday in 2016. Like, true. To get that demon out of me. The laying on the hands didn't do it. Talking to me didn't do it. Praying for me didn't do it. I had to get submerged in water. Yeah. You know, I'm going to take it a little further. You know, and this is just a God's honest truth. Bishop Jeff Coleman and his wife, Pastor Farrah Coleman, those two have shown me the love of God, like, in ways I didn't even imagine. Like, it was, like, so genuine. Like, it wasn't just a show for people. It's really genuine. It's just the location and the territory they're in. It's this racist spirit in Maryville, Tennessee. It's actually worse than Knoxville, Tennessee, in all honesty. It's the territorial demons, right? But I'm gonna be honest. I'm thanking God for Bishop Evans Kariuki. He taught me how to fight warfare prayers. He did. Yeah, I was under his leadership. I thank God that he taught me how to pray with the word. He taught me how to fight with the word. He always said, the word of God is not only for offense, but it's your defense. It will defend you. And then in Job 19:25, the Amplified Bible, Classic Edition, for I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives, and at last he, the last one, will stand upon the earth. You know, I'm gonna tell you, I thank God for the men of God who have led me, taught me many things. Yeah. Revealed things to me that I didn't even notice. I thank you all. But most of all, I gotta be honest. The warfare prayers. Yeah. Bishop Evans Kariuki, I thank you the most. You taught me more than anyone else. See, everyone else was letting me know what I was, who I am in God, but you taught me how to fight the proper way and not with my fist. And I want to tell you thank you. I hope you all be blessed, stay encouraged in Jesus' mighty name. I know my Redeemer and Vindicator lives.